Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is.
Diana.
And while we all await the raised eyebrows of Diana hearing that Jocelyn got gifted strawberries, my brother-in-law means well. I'm told it's
Oh.
episode 372. I have no idea what I'm going to do with the fruit and fresh strawberries in my fridge. Fresh strawberries in my fridge. He was so proud.
Buy some up and freeze them.
That's my only option, and figure out how to sort of wedge enough of them in that they get used. He was so excited. I wasn't going to tell him that I hate strawberries. I wasn't. It helps me do things all the time. I'm not doing it. He remembered that I like fresh fruit and I don't buy it generally for myself. It was a very freaking kind gesture. I'm gonna drink some of my hot water and molasses, which I'm enjoying today, while Diana tells you about the drink I bullied her into getting.
Apparently, water wasn't exciting enough. So I went and got a can of root beer flavored water.
So root beer.
No, it's sparkling water with root beer flavor.
Oh my God.
It's root beer flavored water. It is not actually root beer,
Oh
there's no
my
sugar.
God. Okay,
Look, it's the most interesting thing I had at a moment's notice, okay?
you knew first summer was coming. You've been talking about it since February.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for it today.
Okay, cool. I see how it goes. I see how it goes. We've had thunder and rainstorms on and off all weekend, so we've had a classic May long, so it's been lovely. Our high is like 13 or 16 or something today.
Well, it was lovely in Toronto yesterday. It was like 15 and foggy in the morning.
Oh, see, that sounds
But right
perfect.
now it is
Hot.
27 degrees
No, thank you.
Celsius.
No, thank you.
Yeah, it's summer and it's
No.
humid and my hair is poof and it's fine.
Like my eyes twitching in pain for you.
Well, I'm sitting next to the air vent and I don't have sleeves, so I am okay for the moment.
Oh, Lord. All right. We are hot off the heels of a long weekend. Diana went to Knit City Toronto. There will be
I
stories and
did.
acquisitions because
There's
I
so
demanded
many
them.
acquisitions.
I
Got a few
demanded them.
stories,
Yeah. She's
and
like,
I'm
do I need
tired.
this? And I'm thinking, I'm the wrong human to ask. You know, I'm going to say yes.
I
You know
wasn't
I'm going to say
really looking
yes.
for restraint. I was more looking for, like, yes, you need this, and you should get these colors.
Fair. I was helpful that way.
Although I'm going to shock everybody, I stuck to my guns of not buying yarn. I did not buy any yarn.
Ooh, bought other stuff.
I bought other stuff that is
Interesting.
not yarn.
Interesting.
Including some presents for Jocelyn, which I do not
Yes.
currently possess.
No.
Remember to ask Erin for those and the rest of the business cards.
Will do. They have a trunk show in Ottawa, I think on Wednesday. So they're
Something like that. Yeah, they're off to
slowly,
Ottawa now.
yeah, they're slowly puttering their way home. So it'll be a bit before I see them, which is totally fine.
It'll still be before you see me.
True story. Since her and I are off to Bigger Saskatchewan next month, yeah, in fact, I will. Oh my goodness. I don't have a lot on the needles. You don't have a lot on the needles. So we should get done with the talk of the knitting and the projects and the stuff, and then we can get on to the things that you purchased. Get on to
Yeah,
the good
shit.
stuff, the new things.
Yeah.
We have a lot of unexciting knitting on my part. Poor. Guys, I finally cast a. So the summer solstice is June the 20th. And we're May the something. 20th?
19th?
Are we recording on the 20th?
We're recording on the 20th. It's the 20th today.
Look at my brain.
Look at
I
that.
finally casted on that cropped cardigan from the spring equinox
Oh my
range.
gosh.
I've
Oh
got a
yeah, I
bun.
guess I should work on mine, hey?
I've got a bun. I had to go through many, many swatches and many design things, which that takes time. But I have a design thing I like. I have a swatch that's got gauges I like, and we're old school in it. I'm doing it on some straight knitting needles. And I am
Ooh.
working out of some beautiful, I want to say like teal.
Yeah, call that teal.
Teal. Vintage DK white yarn from Barocco. It is a
Ooh.
vintage, it's a DK white yarn. I really like working it. I like the colors of Barocco. So I am currently doing the ribbing on the back panel. This is going to be done in pieces. I did that specifically because it is a fitted cardigan. So I wanted people to have the maximum amount of ease when it came to making variations. Does that make sense? Sometimes you need a smaller back and bigger front. Sometimes you need a bigger front and a smaller back. Sleeves and armholes are always different and they're not necessarily to standard sizing. So piecing the garment will let you pick the sizes you need for each piece of garment that you're making.
That makes sense.
So for me, that was important, especially because this is designed to fit with no ease. It's meant to just fit. So you need to be precise. Does that mean there's some sewing? Yeah. Am I sorry about that? No. It's sewing a knitted item, like sewing your pieces together or sewing your crocheted items together to make a garment is not sewing. It's nowhere near as time consuming as hand sewing is. It's nowhere near.
Fair.
Nowhere near. So I'm not gonna feel that bad about it. But I have started. So I gotta get through my ribbing and then I can start on my back panel, which for me is the biggest piece. So slowly and slowly, I currently don't have any free 5 millimeter four. Sorry, this is a 4.5. 4.5 millimeter needle. So I'm using some straights. I can work on it. It's flat. I can work on it on straight needles. I don't need it to be in the round. Does this cardigan have a name? Nope. Absolutely not. Have I found the dress I want to wear this cardigan over? Yep. I just dropped the pattern link in the sewing thread on the Discord. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a free pattern by Mood Fabrics. It's called the Milkmaid Dress. Yes. Jocelyn's going to be making that too. So. I'm very excited. Speak good. That's my first thing. Again, it's none of this is exciting this week, guys. I'm working on a body. I've got some ribbing and a gauge swatch. We're rocking it this week.
Are there any other solid design elements to your thing besides cropped?
It's gonna be striped panels of texture and stockinette.
Ooh, I like it.
Vertical, not horizontal. So it makes sleeve construction not what you think it's going to be, so that the stripes match. Because it's going to be a dropped sleeve. So you're actually going to make your sleeves from one side around to the other side so that your stripes continue down your sleeve the same direction that they were traveling on your body.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be a little different than what people think it's going to be, but maximum versatility, and it's going to have a simple texture stripe into it because I like to have texture and lace and things. Because I does. I gauge swatch a lot of lace, and I was gauge swatching texture, and I was like, why am I not doing this texture? This is what's calling my name.
Yeah, do it.
Obviously, this is what I need to be doing. That's it so far.
I guess I should talk about a thing.
It is your turn.
I have a finish.
Okay. Get your
So, you
sweater.
know that test knit where I needed to finish? I mean, it's in the thumbnail, but the test knit where I needed to finish the sweater, I had like a week to do two sleeves. I did it. I
I
freaking did
know.
it.
I know you
I'm
can
so
do
proud of
it.
myself. So it is finished, finished, finished. I woven the ends and I trimmed them and I washed it and I blocked it and it was hanging up in the Fireweed Fiber Co. booth all weekend. Which side is the
Good.
back? Hang on. I think it's this one. So it's
You squeaked right out of range on that
sorry, but I'm so excited it's done. This is so pretty. It's so pretty. He's got that cable down the front, and it's 27 degrees, and I don't want to put it on, so I will scooch back and like put it up against myself. I have to do a proper photo shoot for it this week. She wants all the finished photos for Thursday, so still got to do all the photo shoots in summer.
Get up in the morning. It is cooler.
It's true. The light's probably better as well.
Crazy lady. I'm very glad that you got it done. I'm
I'm
so
so
glad.
excited. It
So glad you got
looks
it done.
amazing, and it fits the same as my commercial dinosaur sweater that I like the fit of. So it's got the same amount of ease. The sleeves are the same length. I'm so proud of myself because it's superwash. So I anticipated that it was going to grow a little bit. So I made the sleeves just a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
And so after I washed it and I put it back on, I'm like, they grew like the 3/4 of an inch that I thought they would. And so they're perfect. Absolutely perfect. And the body grew just that little bit that I thought it would. So it's perfect.
Excellent.
So
Oh,
it
I'm so
came at
excited.
block out to the dimensions that I thought it would. And it's,
So
and
good.
the color work all smoothed out. So it's all beautiful and perfect now. It was pretty good before, but it was a little bit knobbly. So it's done.
This is
So
good.
this is the Octopus Pullover by Goody Two Sticks. So the pattern is not out yet, but it will be soon, and I will talk about it more when it is out, and also watch our Instagram because I'll do a photo dump on there when it's officially out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is such a freaking cute sweater. Such a freaking cute sweater.
And the yarn, of course, is from Fireweed Fiber Co. The main body color is steel blue, which is the bluey
Yes.
gray. All on the Wood Lily DK tweed base. The octopuses are in Bad Romance, which is purple with some pink flecks. And then the border, which really is just reading pink on camera, but it's pink and purple. So the pink is I Hope Evil Takes MasterCard, and the little bits of purple in there are Big Bad's back.
Good.
I did end up significantly shortening the sleeves from the pattern because they're like, it's not meant to be oversized like this. It's meant to have like 2 inches of positive ease, not like the 10 that I have. So
That's fair.
it's written to have longer arms because presumably a person
Fits
with
your
this size
shoulders
of
better.
sweater has longer arms. So, I took 3 inches off the arms. And I think 2 inches off the body so that it matched the sweater,
Which
the
makes
dinosaur
sense.
sweater. Yeah.
Yeah, because your shoulders would be hitting entirely different places with an oversized sweater
Yeah, so it's, yeah.
than a sweater with a semi-fit to it.
I discovered the neckline stretched out just a little bit enough so that I can do the off the shoulder thing that I did in the thumbnail. So I'm so excited about this now. It looks so good. I'm so excited, and I'm a little bit sad that it's way too warm to wear.
Well, it'll come out as soon as fall starts.
It will, or for like any kind of evening thing where it actually goes below 20 degrees. We'll
Yeah.
see if
Which
we do that
could
ever
still
again for
happen.
3 months.
It'll be rare, but it could happen. You never know.
So, probably see this one more time when the pattern's officially out, but otherwise, it's done.
Oh, beautiful. Just
And
so
I finished it
cute.
on time. I finished the knitting on the day I was supposed to. Oh,
You gotta
I
stop
did
finishing
it.
things on time, or I'm gonna start expecting things on time.
I know. I almost injured myself doing it. I didn't, but it was getting close.
Get close.
So I don't want to do that again.
That's fair. I also need you to do some work on the choose your own adventure sweater we're designing.
Yes, that is
Yes.
it's sitting here staring at me, judging me.
Good, as it needs to, because those
Yep.
that deadline is coming up real quick on you. It's just the way life works. Sparkling water with root beer flavor. Like, that sounds tasty.
It's pretty good, honestly.
Sounds
It's like
tasty.
it's a little bit weird because it doesn't have any of the sweet, because like it hits you with all the root beer flavor that you're expecting, but then there's none of the lingering sweet.
Well, I like because farmer out here, right? Like the what would they be called? Craft beer makers?
Sure.
Farmery brewery?
Oh yeah, I remember them.
They make mocktails. So like they make
Ooh.
root beer.
Oh, okay.
So they make an alcohol-free root beer. And it, I quite like it. I quite like it. So I drink that every once in a while. It's a nice treat in the summer. And you get, again, it's all the root beer flavoring without as much of the sugar, which is
Yeah, this is
delightful.
just sparkling water with root beer flavor, so.
I didn't talk about my bag. I have my bag. Look, it's Jack. It's Jack.
This is me.
Oh yes, exactly. It's got my Barocco vintage urn in it. Because it's important. Let's talk about the other thing that I have like next to nothing on it to show. I discovered this morning when I was doing a new start Monday cast on. which starts with a swatch, that I don't have 10 millimeter size knitting needles. I have 9 millimeter in circular, which is fine. I wanted to do a gauge swatch anyway, so I'm gauge swatching for a yarn review. So this is some, how do I want to phrase this? These were once blue jeans, and now it's
Recycled
yarn.
denim.
Sure, recycled denim from Galt House of Yarn. Galt House of Yarn?
Yes, that's my semi-local yarn store. It's still half
So
an hour away, but it's the
close
closest
enough.
one I got.
Close enough. A half hour?
Oh, side note, when I went to pick up that yarn from the store, I ended up talking to one of the ladies that works there, and then I met her again this weekend.
Good.
So I guess we're friends now.
Does she know you're a podcaster?
Yes. I was even able to give her a business card this time because when I went last time, they hadn't arrived yet. They had arrived by the time I got home from the yarn store.
Oh, lovely.
So she has a
Lovely.
card now.
Good. What did we get? We got the black denim, right? Yes, we got the black denim. So this is an incredibly gauzy, drapey, flouncy, fluttery, airy, even
I'm very excited to start mine
swatch. Like
because, of course, we're
it's
making the same thing.
in the same color, because that's, of course, that's how that works. You can see my face through this. It is sheer. It's meant to be a cover, like a toss over a thing. And the pattern is actually from Hey Crochet with Carrie. She doesn't have a lot of knitting patterns, but she does have a few. I think like one or two. Anyway, we liked her summer sweater, and we loved the idea of a DK weight yarn on like a 10 millimeter needle. Like, we just loved the idea of how loose and summery it would actually be. And then Diana was like, well, they've got this recycled yarn. And I was like, recycled from what? She's like, blue jeans. I'm like, let's try it.
So,
And
like,
I
it's cotton mostly.
mostly cotton and plastic, because it'll have nylon in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Cotton and other bits.
I feel like this absolutely half-assed swatch is enough.
It's fine.
It's fine. Look, it does this much stretch when I just tug on it lightly. It'll fit. I'm not worried about it. So I am not measuring how many stitches per inch. I'm gonna lay it flat. I'm gonna put a tape measure over it. I'm gonna take a clear picture, and I'm gonna send it to Diana and go, how many stitches do I have? Then I'll do a little bit of mathy math. Basically, I'll figure out at this gauge what size I need to make, and I'll make that size. So I'd like to get that started shortly, because I needed a new cast on. I needed something easy and fun, and something that required absolutely no thinking. And this fits the bill perfectly because the pattern is already written. I don't have to do anything but follow the instructions. And the instructions are cast on a number. It's a free pattern. It's literally cast on the number for your size, and then knit on your right sides and purl on your wrong sides till it measures your finish. It's a drop shoulder, make two big squares, sew them together, make sleeves, cut a sweater.
My kind of sweater.
Oh, delightful. I've got a lot of design stuff on the go right now, so this is going to be my chill, my relax and chill knitting. So I'm very excited by that. Can you tell my blanket's sitting in the background? Gotta get that moves to the forefront this week. That has to be my stuff to focus on stuff. All right, I have one more thing that I can talk about. So you are up.
All right.
Punch the microphone
I
with my knitting needle. That's new.
Absolutely.
Knitting with
That's what all the
straight
cool kids
needles
are
is
doing these
so
days.
weird. So weird.
I took my sock with me to Knit City.
As you do.
So it went all over the place. A little bit of knitting on the train, a little bit of knitting on, public transit, a little bit of knitting on, well, a lot of knitting at the place. Hotel. That's the word I wanted.
Okay.
So I have done a surprising amount of progress, and I'm into the cuff, so I'm really close to done.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm gonna add a little contrast stripe in a couple of rows,
Okay.
and then that's gonna be sock one done,
That's in
and I can
the
start on sock two.
your there's coffee in that nebula colorway, right?
Yeah, this is
Yay.
Coffee in That Nebula from Fireweed Fiber Co.
Love it.
Because of course. All right, Knit City's story time.
Absolutely.
So on Saturday after the marketplace closed, I just sort of wandered down to the lobby and started knitting just to like see who came by and see if I could find any friends for dinner plans. And after a while, who should sit down across from me but the yarn harlot? It was right near the restaurant, so I guess she was waiting for her dinner plans. She just sat down, pulled out her knitting, and I'm like, do I fangirl? No, don't fangirl. Don't do it. Don't be. So I went too hard the other way in my mission to not fangirl, and I like didn't speak at all.
Oh my gosh.
But of course, she's the yarn harlot, right? So other people came up and pulled out their knitting, and so there was this impromptu knitting circle, which I got pulled into by virtue of the fact that the chairs are in a circle. So like I did talk to her, and I talked to her about the sock because everybody was like, "Ooh, what's that color?" So I told them all about Erin, of course, and the
Absolutely.
booth, and so I tried to send everybody that way with the pretty color. So she likes the coffee in that nebula sock, and she's lovely and delightful, and I have absolutely no photographic evidence of this because I was trying so hard not to fangirl that I didn't even fan. I just
Oh, you
normal
just
personed
you let your
adequately.
social awkwardness fly, didn't you?
No, I was trying really hard not to be awkward, which probably actually in retrospect made it awkward, but I was trying so hard. But you know, it's fine. It's fine. I know it happened.
No.
You can choose to believe me or not.
How great would it be, like, in the comments, and she comes in and she goes, "Oh no, I totally remember the
That'd be
That
amazing.
would be so cool. Okay.
Anyway, I met lots of other lovely people, and I didn't end up finding dinner plans, but I ended up like migrating over to a different knitting circle and like doing that for a couple hours and like forgetting to eat dinner. So like I made friends.
Good.
I made a bunch of friends who are going to be at the Fergus Fiber Festival this upcoming
Ooh.
Saturday, which is the same Saturday as our whip sprints, but if I can get my butt out of bed and go in the morning because it's only like a 20-minute drive.
I feel like if you don't, you will get some grief.
I will because I made friends with people, including vendors, and so I need to, you know, go and support the very local businesses.
Yes, you do. And really, it's the perfect excuse to get up, get a fancy cup of coffee on your way.
That's true, it's true.
Get some yarn shopping goodness in. Pick up something from the bakery for lunch to satisfy you. Come home and share with us all your goodies and work on some whip sprints. Like, that's just a day of visiting and knitting and yarn goodness. Why would
Does
you
sound
not
pretty
make that a
great.
whole day?
I'm pretty sold on this. Anyway, so I gotta go meet all my new friends at the Fergus Fiber Festival.
Good. I need you to meet them too. Especially if they inspire you to work on things and buy stuff. I am all for it. All for it.
Wait till you see how much stuff I bought. I really don't need to buy any more stuff.
I'm just hoping it encourages you to work through it faster. That's my goal.
I said I didn't buy yarn. I bought floof, because apparently I really want to get into spinning big time.
That's fine. Floof is not yarn. It is still in the
It's
floof
not yarn yet.
stage.
It's future yarn.
It's still in the floof stage, so that's fine.
Yeah, doesn't
All
count.
right. Well, I suppose I should go through my last project and then we can talk about the fun stuff, your acquisitions, hey?
All the floof.
Oh, the floof. It's all boring this week, you guys. I've got to get through some roundy, roundy sections. I continued slow and steady progress on the linen tank with no name that lives in my 60s styled flower print bag. And oh yeah, I absolutely didn't bother to wind up any of the other crocheted squares that the linen had originally been either.
Why bother?
Why bother? I'm literally knitting the last crochet square into the body of the tank top as we talk. Not a ton of progress because this is on a 4 millimeter needle, so like it's slow going. But I did get another, ooh, I got another 2 inches of body work done. Let's flip this right side out, shall we?
You've been running
So
around
this is some more Barocco. This is their indigo yarn. It's their linen yarn. In a wonderful, sort of moody, cool blue-gray color.
So pretty.
I don't know if it'll be a tank top. I don't know if it will be a shirt. It really comes down to how much I have left once I got my body finished. So still not entirely sure what it is, but you can see from my progress creeper, about 2 inches down. A
Some good progress.
progress. The rough estimation for a body before I start to measure is the edge of the top of my fingertips to past my elbow. I'm not even at my elbow. I've still got 6 inches before I hit elbow, so I've got a ways to go before I even think about measuring this for length. Because I am a 6 foot, nearly 6 foot tall human. Takes a long time to make a body. But I did do another 2 inches of progress. So, like, I'm making good progress every week with this not being my focus, because I made 2 inches last week, too. So, like, I've done 4 inches in 2 weeks.
That's not bad.
But I need about 18 to 20 inches, give or take, from my underarm. I really am that tall in person, guys. Like, ask people who have met me in real life. I really am as tall as I say I am. I know the internet lies about my height. Oh, I'm also sitting. But I really am that tall, I promise you. I promise you, I really am.
Can confirm.
So I'm hoping to get this done because linen is the fabric to wear in summer. Full stop. So I need to get it finished. I did a simple garter at the bottom hem. And it's going to have the same garter hem, just like super short, like not even maybe like a quarter of an inch. It's not even half an inch at most, just
Tiny.
to
I'll get
prevent it
tiny
from
about it.
rolling. So move the progress keeper up and we will keep plugging away. We'll keep plugging away. I'm going to have to make decisions on whether or not I'm making it sleeved or a tank top, whether I'm doing a rolled neckline or a garter neckline. I don't know. Thank God I don't have to make those decisions right now. I'm gonna have to make them shortly, but I don't have to make them yet. That is the important part of this question. Now, I'm gonna pick up my knitting. I'm gonna settle in, and it's gonna become the Diana show because I need to see some acquisitions, ma'am.
So acquisitions. All right, let's put that down. I will start with the non-floof items because, well, they're here on my desk.
That works.
So first of all, there's the mug from the thumbnail,
Yep.
which is a picture of a drop stitch. It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Which, if you've watched us at all, you know that's
Exactly
exactly what
what
I
you
say when I
say.
drop stitches. I saw this and I'm like, it's mine now. It was a little bit hidden too. It was like in a cubby and like under some stuff, and I saw it and I'm like, oh, mine.
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 So this
Reminds
is
me of those
from
seagulls.
mine.
Mine. Mine. What was that
This
from?
is from
Finding. No,
Finding
Finding
Nemo.
Nemo.
Yeah. This is from Pine and Pearl. She does all of these nifty sayings on mugs, bags. I think there were some other things that weren't bags. She had some pins. Spoiler, maybe one of your presents is a pin.
Got it. I do like pins, so.
Was one of the things that I got. I got some. There was somebody selling natural dyes. And
Ooh.
I've had yarn in my stash for like years that I bought with the purpose of doing dyeing.
Yeah.
So I bought some Black Knight Scabiosa.
Okay.
Each bag should take care of one skein of yarn because
Okay.
we talked about this. We had a very I was in that booth for probably 45 minutes getting the rundown on how to do natural dyeing.
Holy jeez.
So we had a good we had to talk about the colors and like which things do which colors and like how do you get the different because each dye will do a range of colors, right? From very dark to very light. So this
Yes.
particular one will do everything from like a dark kind of indigo bluey navy color up to like a sagey green, depending on the pH of your water, how long you leave it in there, like how long you leave the dye stuff in there, how long you leave the yarn in there. And there was a whole it's a whole thing.
Okay.
She wrote down instructions for me. Because she had these lovely giant cards
She's cheat
that she
sheets.
But she hand wrote out instructions for me.
She really wants you to succeed.
She really does. So this is Black Sheep Farm in Chesley, Ontario.
I mean, I don't
She
blame
was
her.
absolutely delightful, and so we had a huge long discussion about how to do natural dyeing, and I'm very excited about it. I still need to get
Natural
some
dyed stuff
alum.
looks so pretty. So pretty. You need alum. That's how it binds.
Yes. So I need to, that's the only thing holding me back at this point.
Okay.
I need to find alum, which might just be like an Amazon order, because
Yeah,
it's
it's.
supposed to be available in like grocery stores with the canning stuff, but the canning stuff is out so briefly,
The canning stuff is
and
so seasonal. It's so
yeah,
seasonal.
so I think I just have to do an internet order for some alum, and then I've got pots that we never use that I can use for this purpose, and then I'm
How do
good
I
to
know?
go.
My sister cans things. That's how I know. And when we buy her new jars or replacement lids or alum or any of the stuff, we just order it in. It's out so briefly in stores. The stock is never enough for the demand. Just no. Just no. Just no. We don't even faff about with it. We just go with the online and get it to show up at her door. So what was her birthday present last year? Is I bought a whole bunch of small gem jar sizes for her. With the resealable lids, like the two-part resealable lids.
Oh, hey, I
Yeah.
found a granola bar. That's great. I'll
Because
use that later. Business
she'll
talks.
never, it was never a size she'd buy for herself. She was honest about it. It was
Indeed.
a weird size she'd never buy for herself, but hot dang if they weren't handy. And I don't blame her. I'm the same way with my mason jars. Like I buy the standard, most usable sizes, but those weird, awkward sizes just so handy in a pinch. So handy.
Okay, so more things that are not floof. I got this incredible color theory pin from Dragon Strings.
Okay.
So it's got a color wheel underneath it, but then the top part spins, so you can get like a palette of four or the complementary colors or like a triad. It's a pin for
Ah,
color theory.
it
This is a
is.
beefy pin. This is like a double back pin. It's
That's
a
huge.
beefy heckin' pin.
But that'll be really helpful for you.
Yeah, it was the last one they had. Like, this is one of the things I bought on my first go around, and it was the last one they had. I'm like, you know what? You know what? It's pretty great.
No, that's going to be so handy for you to be able to look up different color combinations when you're thinking about stuff.
I know. So I think I'm gonna put it on my giant tote bag.
Absolutely.
My limit for shopping this weekend was when the tote bag was full, then I was done shopping. It seemed like a good time to be done.
However you decide what your budget is, so long as you're comfortable with it, that's what counts.
Oh, and then Nitty Magazine was there selling off some
Yeah.
little merch. So for a grand $2, there's this little card. It's a little plastic card that's like maybe three credit cards thick, but it's got a light bulb on it, and if you pop up the light bulb,
Yeah.
it turns on. There's a little light.
Oh, you can't help yourself, can you?
No, so I have idea.
Oh boy.
But also, if you're trying to like knit in a dark space, you can like pop it out and stick it on the table and like, it's not
Have
a
a light
great light,
source.
but it might do.
Do you?
Yeah. It was
Oh,
$2. I couldn't not, you
that's
know?
fair. I mean, I would have done the same thing in your place, so I can't. There's no judging here. I wouldn't have got the I'm fine mug, but that's not the sounds that come out of my face when I drop a stitch.
No, she had so many good ones. I don't remember any of them.
That's fine.
But they were really good.
That's fine.
They were like ranging from like book and movie references to bad dad jokes, but
Oh,
fiber
God.
bad dad jokes. It was
Bad
great.
dad jokes.
So there's another present for you from Dragon Strings.
Oh, good.
And I got you a wooden button as well that hopefully should be good for that bag that's in your background.
You mean
It's like,
the gridstone tote? That needs
I
it, guys, look at that. That needs a
needs a giant
statement
statement
button.
button.
It
So I found a
I'm not
wooden
wrong.
button that's 2.5 inches in diameter,
That is
thereabouts.
plenty statement.
So
That will work great.
we had a whole discussion about how, like, which one, because they had a couple of options.
Okay. Did you
We
show them
decided on.
the photo?
I did. I pulled out the photo of the bag, and I'm like, I'm down to these three. Which do you think? There was like a dark and a light, and then like a two-tone, and we
Yeah.
went with the two-tone.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. I got the message and I was like, yeah, no, it still needs a it needs how big is a statement button? Okay, well that's a weird question to start this conversation off with. For what? Oh, the bag. Yeah, 2 to 3 inches is a statement button for the bag. Here, have a photo of the bag. That should help.
Yeah, well, you knew what I meant. We
I
got
knew
there.
what you meant. It took me a hot second, but I knew what you meant. I was pattern writing all weekend.
Elastic band. Okay. So I also got a supported spindle.
Ooh, you wanted one of those.
I did. So now I believe I have all of the different spindles.
You've got a Jellican,
Yeah.
a traditional drop,
Yeah, I
a
have a Turkish.
supported in the Turkish, right?
Yeah, and I also have an electric wheel and a treadle wheel.
It's true, you do.
Now, who were you? Did I get a card from you guys? Did I not get a card
Uh-oh.
from you guys? I got their Instagram. This was another booth where I spent a really long time. It was sort of like it was like choosing a wand, like. They let me try out all of their different spindles, and she was like showing me the technique and like, no, you got to do it like this. And they let me try spinning a little bit, and so I ended up going for this one, which was one of the lesser expensive options. I will not tell you how much this pretty stick cost, because this was the single most expensive thing I bought all weekend.
Hey.
This is a very expensive stick. It's a very well crafted stick. And I thought I was going to, start using it with some of the floof that I bought. I opted for sleep. But you have no idea how much I want to spin with this.
So what you're saying is next week spinning.
Oh yeah.
Got it.
I'm hardcore into spinning now.
Got it. Did you buy that mohair fiber you were thinking about?
I did. That is in fact the thing that is next on top, which I will try not to crinkle too hard because it's sheds, so it's in its own bag.
Yes. Did you buy the pound?
No, the pound was $100, and after my very expensive stick, I decided I didn't need two extremely expensive things.
Fair.
I instead went for 100 grams,
Okay.
which is still quite a lot.
It's still a lot of fluff.
And
Ugh,
this
mohair.
is
Ugh.
it's 75% mohair and 25% regular wool.
Ugh, mohair.
Apparently, it's lovely to spin,
Sure.
so that should be fun. It's already shedding.
Yeah, that's what
This
mohair
is gonna be
does.
a it's gonna be an outside spin,
Uh-huh.
but I'm excited about it. It feels nice. The 1 pound very expensive thing, it was 70% kid mohair from this farm, and 30%, I'm gonna pronounce this wrong, but like rambouillet,
Yeah, close
rambouillet.
enough. I think we know what you mean.
I hope you know what I mean. Somebody correct my pronunciation. It's French. I'm Rambouillet.
Maybe.
Anyway, they had an
I
open
can't
bag.
pronounce English words. Never mind words in another language. My old language gives me grief.
I'm doing my best. Anyway, they had an open bag that you were allowed to touch, and I stuck my hand in it, and I went, but then I found out how much it was, and I'm like, okay, if I don't spend too much for the rest of the thing, I will come back and get this. Otherwise, I will get just 100 grams. I spent too much on the rest of the thing, so I only got 100 grams, which was a little more affordable. But now that I know that that exists,
Yes.
this is from Les Belles Boucles in Van Cleek Hill, Ontario. They have a farm where they have the goats, and then they turn it into all the various yarns.
Okay.
They had like things that were dyed. They had things that were just the pure kid mohair that also felt lovely. They had lots of really good stuff. They have stuff that's already spun into yarn if you just want to do that. It was all gorgeous. So let me crinkle the bag while I stuff this back in so it doesn't get on everything. Let's get back in there. This is too mighty for the bag.
Too mighty for the bag.
Sorry about the other crinkly bag, which I probably have to open.
That's fine. It's not that I wasn't fascinated. I have no interest in mohair.
That's fair. I was on a mission to collect interesting fibers, so I also
Yes.
bought no superwash, I don't think.
Oh,
Like, no
good.
straight superwash. I think one of them is a superwash blend.
Lovely. Well, that's the best way to try new things out, right? And I love a good non-superwash. I love a
Okay,
good
so this is
non-superwash.
an art bat from the Olive Sparrow, who is another lovely lady that she gave me candy. I spent probably half an hour in her booth just chatting. So this is made out of merino, sari silk, viscose, and regular silk.
Oh, see, that sounds interesting to me.
And I don't want to unroll the whole thing. So because the we were talking about how bats are two-sided. So this is all
Yes.
one bat, but the one side has these like light blue and like orange flecks in it. And
Yes.
then the back side is more just like a dark indigo, purpley, and dark blue.
Yeah.
So one side has these pops of color, and it looks so cool. So she was
Spinning from
explaining how
bats
to.
is very different than spinning from.
Yeah, so we were talking, she was, that was part of what we were talking about was how you spin from bats and how that's different from other stuff. But this feels lovely. Like,
With that much silk in it? Yeah, I'd think so.
it's merino and silk and viscose. It's so soft. It's so
So
soft.
soft.
It's so
But
soft. I
whew,
love it. I wonder
sounds so good. It sounds so
if
good.
this should be my supported spindle spin since this is gonna make art yarn anyway.
Maybe, yeah.
So while I'm struggling and doing thick thin to learn the.
To learn to support it. Yeah. Yeah, lean
This is
into
a
it.
strong contender.
Lean into it,
This is so
absolutely.
pretty. It's so pretty.
I don't listen, no one is very pretty.
Very
It's
pretty.
making me want to pick up and do some spinning, and I've got some serious knitting deadlines. How dare you distract me? No, totally distract me.
I'm just going to
I did it
whittle
to
them
you all
while I stick
weekend.
this
I was just
back
like,
in.
oh, here's a rough pattern for Asa. Oh, and we'll just give it to Diana too, just
I
cuz.
know, I know. I have all of these emails like, you have this document that to look at. I'm like, not now. It's not happening now. All right. We are not done yet. I got.
I was being cheeky, people. I was being cheeky. In the messages, it gives like detailed instructions for Asa, and I'm like, and it's for Diana just because I can.
Okay, so this one comes with a little bit of a story about
Okay.
the delightful lady that made this. So I had just managed to run into Louise. We'd been trying all day on Saturday. We just kept missing each other for like 3 hours.
Oh, that's
You
so
can see our
good.
messages on our DMs on Instagram. I'm like,
I
where are
can't.
you? I'm here. Or like, oh, I've just left to get food. Or like, I'm back. Oh no, now I'm just left to get food. Like,
Oh, I did. And it
I walked around, but I didn't see you. Like, oh no, we
tickled
missed each
the
other again.
meme pink Saturday evening. I was like, oh, you too.
Well, we've got there. We got there.
Okay.
And of course, I don't think Louise knew that I'd cut my hair too. So, like, nobody recognized. Aaron didn't recognize me.
You really cut your hair. Like, I
I
think
really
it's
did.
freaking
So, like, that
amazing.
didn't help anything.
But I didn't see Erin, so I couldn't be like, dude, Diana's cut her hair again. Like, I couldn't give her any warning.
Yeah.
Oh, she
They
must have
did
been
not
like, your
recognize me
hair.
for at first. Anyway, so I just ma managed to meet up with Louise and her friend that she was with, and I didn't get her name, or if I did, I don't remember it, and I'm so sorry. Her friend had this delightful sweater. I think it was called the a souffle or something.
Okay.
Anyway, it was like a thinner. Of course, I can remember her sweater and not her name, but
Can you tell
it
we're
had like
knitters?
a thinner fabric on top and a thicker fabric below like shoulder level, but then it had like this ruffle across, and it was so cute. And she knitted out of this like something with a halo, so it was like a little bit fuzzy, and it was lovely.
Okay.
Gorgeous blue, purpley, indigo colors. Beautiful. Anyway, so we're standing next to this other booth as we're like catching up and like, hi, internet friend, how is life?
Oh yeah.
And so we're standing next to Die Pretty, and her branding is there was some of the booth's branding was on point, but her logo is like it's got a crown on it, and like she was full like crown sparkly princess. Like she is her brand. Anyway, she
Excellent.
bounced up, and I think I was talking about how I was collecting different fiber types, telling Louise this because we're like making our shopping plans for the rest of the festival.
Yeah.
And so she bounces up and she's like, hey, if you're looking for fiber, the bottom shelf of this thing, which I absolutely had not looked at, I've got some cashmere with
Oh,
some
hello.
sparkle.
That's
And
talking
I'm
your
like,
name.
you have what now? So immediately I'm down on the floor digging through the cashmere with the sparkle.
Guys, when Diana
So
commits to a floor shelf, it is full on the floor like a 2-year-old. Like, we are there.
I have, what is this blend?
Cashmere.
Merino. It's 80% merino, 10% cashmere, 10% silver stellina. This
What?
colorway is Huffo.
Oh my God, that sounds
So
amazing.
it's like a slightly silvery, bluey gray with this just this very slight hint of sparkle
What?
that I don't know if it's picking up on camera
Stellina doesn't pick up
whatsoever.
on camera as well as the Lysol does.
Yeah,
Stellina
it's
doesn't
not,
pick up as
it's
well,
subtle.
which
It's
is
like
okay.
it's subtle even in person.
Yeah. But oh, that sounds so freaking gorgeous.
It's the smooshiest thing I have possibly ever touched, except
I
for
want to
Cupia.
rub my face in it, and there's a screen in the way.
I know, I'm sorry there's a screen in the
Oh.
way of rubbing your face on it.
I love cashmere or super merino, like super wash blends. They're so soft.
It's so soft.
So
It's
soft.
just pulling on the end though. Well, it's maybe not too bad. I might hate spinning it. Like I love
That's fair.
smooshing it, but I might hate spinning it because it might be really slippery. I can't tell.
Fair. Fair. I mean, you'll know once you get started.
Yeah.
But the whole
Yeah.
idea was for you to collect different things to try so that you could start figuring out what you like and what you don't like.
So
Yeah.
this is gorgeous, and it might just stay here and get smooshed.
So one of the whip sprints has to be spinning this Saturday.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
think that's going to be a
It
thing.
might be all spinning on different spindles.
You could. I mean, that'd be hilarious, but you totally could.
All right, we're almost done.
Okay. I'm happy to sit here and knit. I'm making progress on this ribbing. Which, man, do I need to make progress on this ribbing?
This one is Allaire Artifacts. They don't have a brick and mortar store, but they're from Quebec.
Okay.
This fiber braid is triple hanui. It's an incredibly rare breed of sheep. Apparently, there is one flock in New Zealand.
Okay.
So I got a braid.
Uh-huh.
It's not as soft as merino, but it's by no means scratchy. And
Okay.
it promises to be a very delightful spin. The colorways in this booth. This is another person that has the same color sense I do, because it was like dark, moody, earthy tones and also just like bright, happy colors,
Oh,
which you'd think would
nice.
not go well together,
They
but
go
I loved
great.
everything.
They go so good together.
And it was very difficult to choose, but I ended up with this brown and blue.
Can you tell the
And then
sun's come out where I am?
I think I picked up the same colorway in two different bases, honestly.
Probably.
Probably.
Probably. You
It
have a
was so pretty.
very, very
It was so
distinctive
pretty.
colored
Yeah,
by preference.
I think it's the same colorway because it's, but it's on a different base, so it looks different. Like the blues aren't as bright.
Yes. Well, yeah, because it changes, right?
So I also have Zwartables and Exmoor Blueface,
Okay. Wow.
which is distinctly less soft. I think you could totally still wear this next to skin. It's still definitely soft enough for that,
I
but
wear
it's
Briggs
not.
and Little next to my skin,
Yeah,
so.
it's much softer than that.
Yeah.
It's much softer than Briggs & Little. But this also promises to be a very fun spin. So it's 60% Zwartables, 40% Exmoor Blueface.
We should do a 100-day spinning challenge because, ma'am, you like doubled
I
your
have
fiber.
enough now. I have enough. I should do like a little tour of all my spinning fiber now.
You should. Ooh.
Is everything aside from I picked up a card from this one place. I'll go through this really quick. The gentleman that makes the knitting patterns, I believe the sweater's called For Fox's Sake, and it's a colorwork yoke with foxes with glasses.
Yes.
And I have that, I think it's the single malt sweater in my queue is like the very next sweater that I'm gonna make.
Yes.
It was gonna be my birthday cast on, and then I just didn't get to it. Anyway, he's got a yarn shop in Montreal.
That's crazy.
I didn't buy any of the stuff. But next time I need a sweater quantity, I'm looking at that first. Because glorious, moody, earthy tones.
Ooh.
Oh, come on. Glorious, moody, earthy tones in non-superwash bases.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
definitely check it out.
Oh, I'm in.
It's called Boutique Les Garçons.
All right. We'll have to do that. Ooh, that's so good.
So, definitely check that out. It's
Beautiful.
very, very pretty. If I was buying yarn, I would have bought too much yarn. So I didn't buy any yarn. And I stand by that choice, but next time I need a sweater quantity, I'm coming for it.
Well, with the Knit City acquisition section done, you know what that means. It's time for an unscripted Patreon ad.
Word of the day is troublemaker.
It means I get to keep knitting. Look at all this progress I'm making. Yeah. So good.
If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you can do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, which is full of troublemakers in encouraging me to spend money on floof and
True.
yarn and all manner of objects. We also will shortly have our YouTube memberships fixed, so that you can get all of that good Stardew Valley and chill content. It's just us playing Stardew Valley, and
It's all Diana, guys. There's
I
nothing
know
for
it's
me
all up to
to
me. I need to fix the tech. I need to do the tech magic. I need
do.
to tech wizard things into working again. But it's coming. Some Stardew and chill for like $2 a month. I think that
Yeah.
translates into different prices in different countries. So it's roughly $2 Canadian a month.
I have no idea.
What else do we have going on?
None whatsoever. Well, this Saturday is going to be Whip Sprints, which is here on YouTube. So we'll have that going from noon Manitoba time till whenever we're done. That's how we function with that one.
Oh, and look for me at the Fergus Fiber Festival in the morning.
That's the hope.
That's the hope. Look for me. I don't promise I'll be there, but you can look for me.
There will be much finger shaking if she doesn't get her keister out of bed in the morning. Much disappointment.
I
Much
know.
disappointment. What else we got going on? We have a couple of knit alongs on the go. We're currently wrapping up the spring equinox craft with us as the
Wrapping up,
summer
yeah.
summer
Wrapping up with
this
our barely started.
the summer solstice will be here very quickly next month. There is the no end date librarian cal. That is also technically going on. Watch how we both technically don't work on ours.
Hey, I had a test knit. I'm so excited that I'm done the test knit. I mean, I love
So
it, but
good.
I can work on other things. I can do other things.
You can do other things now. What else do we have
I'm
going on?
free.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll have the Patreon knit in the next one, the second last Saturday of June. There is a little bit of variability with the monthly live at the start of June because Diana is traveling and she has not told me when she'll be home. She has promised twice now to tell me when she'll be home, but I have never actually
I am coming
received
home on the
word.
Monday. We finally determined I'm coming home on the Monday.
Okay.
So that will not be when the live episode is. It will not be on the Monday.
Nope, it'll have to be Wednesday then.
Okay, we'll do it live on Wednesday, June the 5th. And
That's gonna be a long day for you
these.
because you're gonna go from the live to streaming.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that'll be fun.
That'll be a thing. That's what you get for coming home on Monday.
And it'll be June the 22nd for the Patreon e-knit in.
The first Friday of the month, I'll be live with Louise on her channel, Wildflower Wool. We'll be talking about our secret crafting or check-in crafting. We will see if I finished adding length to the simple summer, super summer, simple summer. Simple t guys. Can't, I can't. How often have I talked about this sweater since February? My purple tunic sweater, guys. It's got a beautiful pattern name. It is wonderfully easy words. I can't do it.
Got too many words. It's got a lot of words.
Simple tweedy V-neck top-down raglan sweater. You know what? Diana links things for a reason.
Yeah, it's in the show notes. It's in the description. It's in the show notes. Find it.
Diana links for a reason. Me, I'm the reason. Otherwise, I think that's it. Check us out everywhere on all the things. It's important. That's how you keep up to date with us. That's how you get cute cat photos. I posted a cute cat photo of my cat being cute and laying on my Scrappy V sweater and project bag.
I did not manage to get cute cat photos this weekend, even though I
What?
slept on sibling's couch on Saturday night. Gilbert was very interested in my fiber,
Yeah, well, as he should be.
so I had to zip that into my backpack while I went out to get food for me. But he would not hold still for a picture.
Yeah, they don't always agree
No.
or do as you would like them to do. It's a thing. So, otherwise, I think that's it. I think we have an episode. Woohoo! All right. In which case, I'm going to say until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't forget
Don't
to
forget to
knit.
knit.